The parables of the lost sheep and the lost coins are, in a sense, fairy tales. Fairy tales that begin with bad news and end up with good news. Fairy tales about being lost and then being found. In a sense, the beginning point of experiencing the gospel in our lives is being lost. And it often takes you and me a lifetime, if even then, to admit to ourselves or anyone else that we have been lost and that we have needed to be found. I remember a short piece written by Frederick Buechner. It goes like this. The gospel is bad news before it's good news. It is the news that we are sinners, to use the old word, and that we are evil in the imagination of our hearts, that when we look in the mirror, when what we see is at least eight parts chicken, phony, slob, that is the tragedy. That is the lostness of our lives. But it is also the news that we are loved anyway. We are cherished. We are forgiven. We are bled for. And that is the happy ending to the story. But so what? So what if even in our sins we are loved and forgiven when the very mark and substance of our sin and our downtroddenness of our lostness is that we keep turning down the love and forgiveness because either we don't believe them or we don't want them or we just don't care. The gospel answer is that extraordinary things happen to us just as in these parables, extraordinary things happen for the lost sheep and the lost coin. It is impossible, Buechner concludes, for anybody to leave behind the darkness of the world that he carries on his back like a snail. But for God, all things are possible. That is the fairy tale ending. And altogether, they are the truth.